You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on My Fight, Your Fight. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on My Fight, Your Fight by Ronda Rousey. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. Achieving greatness is a long and arduous battle that I fight every day. Fighting is how I succeed. I don't just mean inside a 750-square-foot cage or within the confines of a 64-square-meter mat. Life is a fight from the minute you take your first breath to the moment you exhale your last. You have to fight the people who say it can never be done. You have to fight the institutions that put up the glass ceilings that must be shattered. You have to fight your body when it tells you it is tired. You have to fight your mind when it tells you it is tired. You have to fight systems that are put in place to disrupt you and obstacles that are put in place to discourage you. You have to fight because you can't count on anyone else fighting for you. And you have to fight for people who can't fight for themselves. To get anything of real value, you have to fight for it. I learned how to fight and how to win. Whatever your obstacles, whoever or whatever your adversary, there is a way to victory. Here is mine. End quote. Ronda Rousey is a tough human being. If you're even remotely familiar with the MMA / the UFC, I'm not telling you anything you didn't already know. But reading this book brings the point home even more loud and clear. If you don't know Ronda, ESPN just voted her the best fighter on the planet. She's an Olympic medalist in judo and the biggest and highest paid star in the mixed martial arts world. Imagine if Bruce Lee was alive today and he was a woman. That's Ronda Rousey. Her tenacity and work ethic and vision and commitment is truly astonishing, like mind-bogglingly awesome. If you love sports books like I do, you'll love this one. It's packed with her great story and equally great mini bursts of wisdom. I'm excited to share some of my favorite big ideas, so let's jump straight in. Note, Ronda's not bashful with her F-bombs and other colorful language, so if that's not your thing, stay away from the book. I'll keep this note clean, but just a heads up. All right, first big idea, where's your focus? Quote, people love the idea of winning an Olympic medal or a world title. But what few people realize is that pretty much every second leading up to the actual win is uncomfortable, painful, and impossibly daunting, physically and mentally. Most people focus on the wrong thing. They focus on the result, not the process. The process is the sacrifice. It is all the hard parts, the sweat, the pain, the tears, the losses. You make the sacrifices anyway. You learn to enjoy them, or at least to embrace them. In the end, it is the sacrifices that must fulfill you. End quote. So it's impossible to reflect on peak performance and not come back to this theme, process versus results. What's the result you want in your life? Obviously, we need a target, so this is super important. And what's the process you need to go through to achieve that result? It's easy to get stuck obsessing about the results that fire us up and forget that once we have that target, it's all about showing up and rocking the day in and day out systems that get us there. In the PDF, I've got some space. Here's my goal, fill in the blank. What's your goal? What fires you up? And here's my process. Lots of lines for that. What are you going to do to make that goal a reality? Next big idea, break your right hand? Okay, time to get a great left hook. Quote, I've seen a positive benefit from every negative thing that has happened in my life, including every injury. My career has been filled with injuries, but not derailed by them. Too many people see an injury as something that prevents them from progressing. I've used every physical setback to develop an area I wouldn't have otherwise addressed. When I broke my right hand, I said, I'm going to have an amazing left hook when this is all said and done. When I ended up with stitches in my foot days before a fight, I was driven to make sure I ended that fight definitively and fast. Don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. End quote. Well, that's one way to turn poison into medicine and see the obstacle as the way, eh? In The Undefeated Mind, see those notes, Alex Lickerman tells us, quote, from the Buddhist perspective, I told him, all of us have the capacity to make use of any circumstance, no matter how awful, to create value. This ability to change poison into medicine, as it is known in Nichiren Buddhism, makes plausible the transformation of even the most horrific tragedy into something that enables us to become happier. Alex continues by saying, believing in your ability to transform poison into medicine, when you don't know how and often won't, except in retrospect, is difficult, I admit. But that's the confidence you have to find. That's the confidence that represents your greatest defense against discouragement. In The Obstacle is the Way, see those notes, Ryan Holiday puts it this way, quote, whatever we face, we have a choice. Will we be blocked by obstacles or will we advance through and over them? We might not be emperors, but the world is still constantly testing us. It asks, are you worthy? Can you get past the things that inevitably fall in your way? Will you stand up and show us what you're made of? Plenty of people have answered this question in the affirmative, and a rarer breed still has shown that they not only have what it takes, but they thrive and rally at every such challenge. That the challenge makes them better than if they'd never faced the adversity at all. End quote. So, what negative thing is going on in your life? How can you use it to grow? The opportunity is always there. The wisest and strongest among us seize it. Let's. And here's another way to look at it. Next big idea. Tough chapters in a great story. Quote, a few hours later, I pulled into the parking lot of 24-Hour Fitness in North Torrance. I sat in my car trying to muster the strength to walk in. It had already been an emotionally draining day, and of all the jobs I was working, this was my least favorite and the most thankless. I closed my eyes. Just wait, I told myself, launching into the internal pep talk I pulled out whenever I needed some cheering up. I'm going to be super successful one day, and I'm going to write a book. It's going to be a kick-ass autobiography. And this is how it always happens in the book. This is just that part of the book where the character is going through hard times. This is that sucky part of the story. Just get through a few more pages, and it's going to have an amazing ending. End quote. So Rhonda worked three jobs while training to become an MMA fighter. This scene is after a particularly brutal day slash couple weeks when she visited her boyfriend who was in rehab trying to kick his heroin addictions. Crazy challenges. And what a genius way to reframe it, eh? Reminds me of Hal Elrod. After being hit head-on by a drunk driver, he was dead for 6 minutes, then in a coma for days after that, suffering significant brain damage and told he'd never be back to normal. Here's how he framed that experience in The Miracle Morning. See those notes. He tells us, quote, know that wherever you are in your life right now is both temporary and exactly where you are supposed to be. You have arrived at this moment to learn what you must learn, so you can become the person you need to be to create the life you truly want. Even when life is difficult or challenging, especially when life is difficult and challenging, the present is always an opportunity for us to learn, grow, and become better than we've ever been before. You are in the process of writing your life story, Hal tells us, and no good story is without a hero or heroine overcoming their fair share of challenges. In fact, the bigger the challenges, the better the story. Since there are no restrictions and no limits to where your story goes from here, what do you want the next page to say? End quote. Again, I repeat, are you going through hard times? Can you see that the story isn't over yet, and that how you respond to this big challenge has the chance to be one of the most compelling parts of your journey? Remember, by definition, a hero faces challenges. The more the merrier. It's overcoming the challenges that makes the story interesting. Get through the next few pages. Keep writing. Next big idea, the secret to success. Quote, people are always looking for the secret to success. There isn't a secret. Success is the result of hard work, busting your ass every day for years on end without cutting corners or taking shortcuts. It was Michelangelo who said, if people knew how hard I worked to get my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful at all. It's not hard to figure out what goes into being successful. but it's also not easy to do, end quote. You want the secret TM to success? Work hard for a long, long time, bam, done. I'm kidding. But speaking of mastery, here's how Robert Greene puts it in his genius book. See those notes? He tells us, in our culture, we tend to denigrate practice. We want to imagine that great feats occur naturally, that they are the sign of someone's genius or superior talent. Getting to a high level of achievement through practice seems so banal, so uninspiring. Besides, we don't want to have to think of the 10,000 to 20,000 hours that go into such mastery. These values of ours are oddly counterproductive. They cloak from us the fact that almost everyone can reach such heights through tenacious effort, something that should encourage us all. It is time to reverse this prejudice against conscious effort and to see the powers we gain through practice and discipline as eminently inspiring and even miraculous, end quote. Again, Rhonda is an astonishing embodiment of those ideals. Here's to 20,000 hours. That brings us to the next big idea. Know when to explode, plus know when to relax. Quote, a big concept of fighting that many people don't get is what I call reading the rest beats, like when you're reading music. One reason why many people get tired in a fight has nothing to do with them being in bad shape. It's about knowing how to find those tiny split seconds of rest. They can make all the difference in a fight. It is the moments where I'm resting while still putting pressure on my opponent that allows me to maintain such a high pace throughout the fight. For example, if I'm holding someone against the cage, I'm not using my muscle to press against the cage. If I lean on my forward foot and adjust my shoulder, all my weight is going on the person. I'm using gravity against and pressuring my opponent, all the while my muscles are resting. Know when to explode and know when to relax. That's the only way to survive, end quote. This is exactly what Jim Lohr talks about in his great books, including, see the notes on all these, The Power of Full Engagement, The New Toughness Training for Sports, and others. Lohr's research revealed that champion tennis players train themselves to recover better between points, and that their ability to deeply relax in that brief interval made a huge difference in their rate of success. He calls it making waves and tells us we need to get really good at it. As Rhonda puts it, knowing when to explode and when to relax. Here's how he puts it on a macro level. This is Jim Lohr. He says, quote, it's important to understand that only rarely does the volume of stress defeat us. Far more often, the agent of defeat is insufficient capacity for recovery after the stress. Great stress simply requires great recovery. Your goal in toughness, therefore, is to be able to spike powerful waves of stress, followed by equally powerful troughs of recovery. So here is an essential toughness training principle. Work hard, recover equally hard. He continues by saying, from a training perspective then, training recovery should receive as much attention as training stress. Unfortunately, that is rarely the case, end quote. Of course, very few of us get into the cage or onto a competitive tennis court, but the same rules apply. Train hard, recover equally hard. How's your training and how's your recovery? What's one thing you can do to dial each in? Next big idea, why not be the first? Quote, it was one of the greatest nights of my life. Good things were happening, but I knew the best was yet to come. No one had believed the UFC would ever admit women. Not fans, not other fighters. Not the media, not my mom, not the face of the UFC himself. People told me it would never happen. They told me I was insane. But you can't let other people affect your belief in yourself. People are going to tell you to be logical and to be reasonable. They're going to say that because no one else has ever done something, that it can't be done. You have to be crazy enough to believe that you are the one person in the history of the world who can create the change or accomplish that dream. Many people are going to doubt you and tell you reasons why you can't and why you shouldn't. You can choose to accept them or reject them. I had ignored everyone who said it could never be done. Now, I was going to be the first woman ever in the UFC. End quote. That's so good. Dana White, the president of the UFC, was asked in 2011 when women would fight in the UFC. His immediate answer, never. But that was before he met Ronda. Now, having that type of extraordinary belief that Ronda had and has isn't enough by itself. It's what they call necessary but insufficient. You need to match her ridiculous vision with her equally ridiculous work ethic and tenacity. Then, maybe, you can make history. Lest we think this is just some crazy tough fighting chick getting lucky, here's how a few other geniuses put it. First, Stanford professor and Uber everything, Bernie Roth, shares this in The Achievement Habit. See the notes on that. He says, quote, "Statistics show you trends. They can't predict your life. Likewise, consider that the odds have always been against greatness. If one were to decide on a career path just by the odds of financial success, we would have no movie stars, authors, poets, or musicians. The odds of any one person becoming a professional, self-supporting musician are very low, and yet turn on the radio and you hear hundreds of them. The odds were against the Beatles, Elvis, and the Grateful Dead, too. They could have been scientific about the whole thing and chosen more reasonable career paths. And what a loss for the world that would have been. If you succeed, the odds are then meaningless. Any path may have a 2% success rate, yet if you're in that 2%, there's a 100% chance of success for you. The long shots are often the most rewarding." End quote. So that's Bernie Roth from Stanford. Then there's Dilbert creator Scott Adams. In How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big, see those notes, he tells us, quote, "Realistically, what were the odds of being the first person on Earth to beat a focal dystonia? 1 in 1 million? 1 in 10 million? I didn't care. That person was going to be me. Thanks to my odd life experiences and otter genes, I'm wired to think things will work out well for me, no matter how unlikely it might seem." And then there's John Elliott, one of the world's experts on peak performance and relative of Harvard deans and T.S. Eliot. He puts it this way in Overachievement. See those notes. He tells us, quote, "History, though, shows us that the people who end up changing the world, the great political, social, scientific, technological, artistic, even sports revolutionaries, are always nuts until they're right. And then they're geniuses." He also tells us, "You will not do incredible things without an incredible dream." And he shares this gem, "As soon as someone starts telling you to be realistic, cross that person off your invitation list." And here's one more gem from Rhonda to wrap it up. She says, "Someone has to be the best in the world. Why not you?" My mom asked me a variation of that question every day. "Why not you?" she said. "Seriously, why not you? Somebody has to do it. They're handing out Olympic medals. They're literally handing them out. Why don't you go get one?" Her question was not rhetorical. She knew what it took to be the best in the world. She had been a world champion. Being the best in the world is not easy, but it is completely achievable if you are willing to put in the effort. My mom taught me to expect that I could be the best." End quote. All right, so how's your dream? How's your hustle? Why not you? Here's to optimizing and actualizing as we chase incredible dreams. All right, if you like that note, I think you'll also enjoy the note on The Way of the Fight by George St. Pierre, Striking Thoughts by Bruce Lee, Overachievement, No Limits by Michael Phelps, Win Forever by Pete Carroll, and Mindful Athlete by George Mumford. We've got links to those in the PDF. Now, let's enjoy some great quotes from the sidebar and wrap it up. These are all from Rhonda. She tells us, "Everyone wants to win, but to truly succeed, whether it is at a sport or at your job or in your life, you have to be willing to do the hard work, overcome the challenges, and make the sacrifices it takes to be the best at what you do." Rhonda says, "I am often asked if I could have ever envisioned achieving all that I've accomplished since I stepped into the cage that night. People are often surprised to learn that the answer is unequivocally yes. Everything that has happened since that first exchange is exactly what I had in mind when I executed that first exchange." She says, "Don't focus on what you can't do, focus on what you can." It took me years to embrace the sacrifices and the pain as a satisfying part of my process. She had me stay after practice and work on drills. Whenever I pointed out that no one else's mother made them stay, she simply informed me, "Champions always do more." There is no history of anything happening until it does. And then there is. That's from Rhonda's mom. There is no history of anything happening until it does. And then there is. And finally, Rhonda says, if you can't dream big, ridiculous dreams, what's the point in dreaming at all? Well, there you go. My fight, your fight. I hope you enjoyed. And I look forward to sharing more soon. Have another awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.